Leading the news this morning, the mining industry is ready to fight the federal government's plan for a $9 billion new tax. In its response to the Henry tax review, the government says mining companies will be slugged with a new 40% so-called super profits tax. Among other measures is a move to raise the superannuation guarantee to 12%. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attempted car bomb attack in New York's bustling Times Square. The area was packed with thousands of people on Saturday night when smoke was spotted coming from a four-wheel drive. US President Barack Obama has arrived in Louisiana to check on efforts to contain an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The spill has more than tripled in size in a matter of days, but is still yet to reach the Louisiana coast. Commercial and recreational fishing has been closed in the area for at least 10 days. Greece has announced massive spending cuts to clinch a $157 billion international bailout. Prime Minister George Papandreou says the deal would involve major sacrifices, including cutting public sector salaries and pensions. Greeks will also have to work longer before they can retire, and sales taxes will rise. And veteran actor Ray Maher has run his first gold Logie after a TV career spanning 40 years.